And welcome to In Focus, Brady Bowman in for Kathy Dawes. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm here with two of my Valentine's Day for today. Here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez and Riley County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief Pat Collins. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Anybody has any calls for these guys? 785-537-1350. We'll take your calls and hopefully answer your questions, take your comments. All that fun stuff. Well, I guess first off, Commissioner, I believe this is your first time on In Focus as a commissioner, right?
That is correct.
All right. And about a month in now, kind of, you know, how are you feeling about things? Getting the lay of the land a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
What's anything been surprising to you so far as being in?
People not attending meetings or not enough people.
Careful what you wish for,
yeah,
right?
I know, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll start off, especially since we have Pat with us. Let's talk about the public safety radio system. That's something we've been talking about at the county level probably for, well, Pat, I bet this has probably been a topic for quite a while, but especially the last couple of years, it's kind of been picking up a little bit more and more.
We actually started talking about this in 1998. So we had 19 years notice on the narrow banding. And that's the first time when the 911 committee and the county commission talked about, you know, kind of where we wanted to go with a radio system.
And when you talk about narrow banding, for people who maybe just aren't real sure what that means, you kind of explain that a little bit more.
Well, it's kind of like a two-lane highway, and all at once they want to put more traffic on there, so they narrow one of the lanes down and put two lanes of traffic on one lane. And so we have twice the number of users within the same bandwidth that we used to have. And they just split that out and they try to separate it. And the way they do that is they lower the modulation and lower the power and some other things to make it fit in there so there's supposedly less interference.
And is that because we're just getting more traffic? Is that the reason for it? I mean, what is kind of the motivation of doing that?
Well, I think there's dual reasons. I think the FCC sold off some of the bandwidth that caused some of the problem, and then there are more users out there, and as they get more users, they need more space for them. And they've actually looked, there's going to be another narrow banding, which they'll take those two lanes now and put four lanes of traffic on it sometime, you know, 2 to 4 years.
And when you say some of that bandwidth being sold off, is that just something where, I guess, just guessing, I assume, like cell phone towers and stuff like that, would that take away some of that traffic? Or
there's all kinds of things that they do with the bandwidth. It could be anything. Could be the microwave towers. It could be satellite communications. There's lots of ways that they do, that they use the bandwidth, and so that's what we're talking about.
And I know we talked about it a lot, but again, just to remind people, especially any new listeners maybe tuning in, talk about the need for a new system. And Commissioner, you can also jump in at any time.
Well, one of the things that we struggle with every day is not being able to get emergency communications from the emergency responder back to dispatch or from dispatch back to the emergency responder. And it's a life safety issue, not only for the emergency responder, but the people that we're responding to. And it's kind of like if you had a radio station and the people out listening to radio station could only hear every other word. That's what we're talking about, but we're on the emergency side of this, and that's what we face some days because of the narrow banding and the interference that we're getting. And that interference has really come up the last 10 years. There are intersections that we can't talk on, and I'm guessing maybe it's because of traffic cameras and light signals and things like this. There are businesses that have card readers and communication. Computers and things like that cause interference, and all that adversely affects the emergency responder radios.
And I understand sometimes there's some dead spots out there, and we're talking all emergency crews, we're talking RCPD, we're talking EMS, pretty much across the board from what I understand.
Yes, we have all the emergency responders And it doesn't impact the other people, you know, Public Works and some of those as much because they're but they have the same problems with narrowbanding that we had. So we're really looking at and focusing on the emergency responders now and trying to improve the radio capabilities.
All right, and Commissioner Rodriguez, here's the problem now. Now this is where it comes to you guys. Solution: what do we do about it?
Well, they've been trying on this for several years to get this done, but it's always been a matter of can we afford it, and it's been kicked down the can, down the road, and so today I think we've got to get something done, or it's going to be worse if we continue to do that, and so we're looking at ways to finance it, and unfortunately the only way to finance something is to raise taxes, and we really don't want to do that. So Pat and his team have been looking at other methods, and maybe we can lower the cost on it. But we want to get the best system, and his committee has been working on it for several months now, and we're going to see about it in a few. I think it's this month sometime, I believe it is, and readdress it. But it probably won't be done. I'm hoping maybe by the end of next year, but because it's going to take a lot of effort. We got to build maybe some towers. We got to look at other systems and try to get everybody in line with it.
And what kind of costs are we expecting for this? I take it at least somewhere in the $10 million range, if not more, right?
That's the estimate that our consultant gave us. We actually went out and looked. The first thing we did is we evaluated with an outside consultant to say, okay, can we do something with a VHF radio system? Can we work with it? And what would it cost? And then what's an alternatives? Well, they came back and the VHF system and improving it cost about the same as a new system, and we still run into the interference issues. So we looked at an 800 megahertz radio system, and it comes out around around $1 million a tower to put the system in. Now, the thing that we do is we're looking at this with the bids that we have out, and then once the commissioners, if they pick a vendor, then we can go in and talk to those vendors, look at their coverage maps, and see if we can adjust those to reduce the amount of towers. But right now we're looking at somewhere between 7 and 12 towers to cover the area, and all we're looking for is 95% coverage across the county. So there's still about 5% of the county out there that is not going to have it'll probably have mobile coverage but may not have in-building coverage in a building. We call it a 10 dB building, so it'd be like a church or a school. But it should cover all the present infrastructure.
You say 95% even with the new system. Is that just a terrain kind of a lot of the issue with that on not getting to 100%? Or
yeah, it's mostly terrain. It's valleys. It's the area right down along the lake and some of those. So it what we've got as far as coverage areas right now cover all the housing areas, pretty much all the residential. There's just some areas that are deep in those like the Fancy Creek Valley and along the lake that may not receive ultimate coverage.
Now, is there options as far as a digital signal? I know it seems like something that's kind of maybe coming around lately.
The bids we have right now is for a digital system.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and Commissioner, you said probably about a year. Is that something that will probably first be looked at in budget talks this year, this summer?
Yeah, we have to do that, yes. And also in the process, we're trying to get all of the emergency services, RCPD, EMS, the KSU, the Manhattan Fire, all to come into one system. And that's going to take a little bit of time because KSU is on a different radio frequency and these things like that. So. And there have been times when we couldn't get EMS to come that RCPD needed them, and vice versa. So or even some RCPD needed some help, and they couldn't call out from where their location was. And those things, we got to fix those.
All right, let's go ahead and go to our first break. Off and running this morning on K-Man's In Focus. We'll have more with Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez and Pat Collins after this.